2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great. University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
This is Unrivaled with Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery. With the access and insight on the teams you're passionate about.
I love it, baby.
This is 97.5 1280 The Zone, powered by KSLSports.com.
All right, here we are. Welcome back. 97.5, 1280 The Zone, The Zone Sports Network. Thanks for being with us. Hey, guess what? A couple things going on. First, I've got a market update here for you. S&P 500, flat, up just a half a percent. NASDAQ up a half a percent today. And Dow Jones down just 9 points, so relatively flat today. There's your market update brought to you by TryDayTrading.com. Now, anybody can be a day trader. Visit TryDayTrading.com. Scott, you told me that you're going to be able to create a scenario where BYU gets into the college football playoff, or not the playoff, the college football, the New Year's Six realm, where they need to be kind of in that 10, maybe even 9 type of number. Oh, he's got his paper out.
Let me get my papers. Oh, boy. I'll, kind of organize.
This is great.
Here.
Look at this. Handwritten.
Yeah. Well, I can't.
Can you sign? You don't know how to. What?
Can you read my writing?
I mean, a little bit, but
I can't read it. I have the worst writing.
This is very
this is very
Gordy Chiesa like.
All right,
where you have everything's capitalized. By the way,
BYU is 13 right now.
Thank you.
And where do you think they would need to end up?
9 or 10.
Okay.
Just to be safe, let's say 9. Let's put them at 9.
Okay, I can put them at 9.
Okay.
All right. So right now, you have Georgia, Ohio State, Alabama, Cincinnati, Michigan, Notre Dame, Oklahoma State, Baylor, Ole Miss, Oklahoma, Oregon, and Michigan State ahead of them.
But
you remember all that stuff?
Yes. I thought that list that you rattled off was a bit long, but I
sorry.
Followed.
Yes. I know it was very long.
I got you. I mean, the teams that are in front of them, those single-digit teams need to get to
– Georgia and Alabama play each other.
Yes, they do.
All right. Alabama's going to lose, but Alabama's still going to stay probably maybe 6 or 8, right? So there, that doesn't mean anything. But here's where it starts to mean something. Ohio State is going to beat Michigan. Michigan is 5. Michigan's going to drop down.
To what? They'll go to that 9. Though.
They'll probably go to 9.
Yeah.
9-ish.
See, again, okay? BYU's not getting in with that, though.
Hey,
calm down. Sorry.
Now, Notre Dame. Notre Dame's going to win. So my college football playoffs is going to be Georgia, Ohio State, Cincinnati, and Notre Dame.
Notre Dame?
Yeah, because they can't put Notre Dame ahead of Cincinnati because Cincinnati's beat them.
I hate those guys, though.
I'm just telling you, that's what's going to happen.
I hate those guys.
Everybody loves Notre Dame.
Could you
Dame.
Imagine Cincinnati being the number 3 team in the college football playoff?
Right, and Cincinnati's going to play Georgia in the national championship because Notre Dame's going to be 4, and they're going to get wiped off the map by Georgia.
Got it.
And Cincinnati's going to beat Georgia in the national championship.
I'm buying in.
I'm just telling you it's going to happen. In fact, we need to write that down. It's
it's already written.
November 24th, this is what I said.
Scott, it's written on the fleshy table.
You know how we
heart.
Operate. We're bold and stupid on this show. That's my bold and stupid prediction of the day, right?
I can't believe we didn't go with that name for the show instead of Unrivaled.
I know. Bold and stupid. Yeah. Scott Mitchell, Alex Curry. You decide who's bold and who's
stupid. Well, that could just be our – this is just our little, you know.
You have a little sub –
the little ticker.
Sub-motto.
Yeah, a little – our sub-motto.
Okay.
Okay, Oklahoma State and Oklahoma play each other. And they're 7-10.
Yeah.
All right? I think Oklahoma State's going to win that.
Okay.
So Oklahoma's going to go – they're going to drop past BYU.
They'll go way past.
Yes. Then you have Baylor. Baylor's going to win. They have one game left, Texas Tech.
Yeah. But then they have the Big 12 championship game,
no,
too.
No, because Oklahoma is going to play Oklahoma State.
In the Big 12 championship?
Again.
Again?
Yes.
I thought they were in the – oh, you okay,
yeah.
I get you.
There's no divisions.
All right.
It's just
the
top two
the
records
top two.
In the Big 10.
Okay, got it.
Or the Big 12. Then you have Ole Miss, and they're going to win. But then you have Oregon and Michigan State.
Yes.
Oregon's out. Oregon's going to lose. Oregon might lose this week to
Oregon
State.
State. Yes.
But I believe they'll lose to Utah. Here's the crazy thing, okay? Just got a chill. The hair just stood up on my back.
you've been Oregon, touched by a ghost.
Oregon is going to play Utah in the Pac-12 championship, and Oregon's going to lose. And by losing to Utah, it will propel BYU into a New Year's Day game.
And BYU fans and Utah fans shake hands for the first time in history.
And they hug and kiss at the 50-yard line.
Where BYU's number 11, or okay, number 10, and Utah's going to be number 11 at that point.
So now Michigan State is going to lose at Penn State.
Oh, that's good. You think that's going to happen?
Yeah, so what will happen, Georgia's won, Ohio State, Cincinnati, Notre Dame, top four.
Got it.
Oklahoma State, Alabama, Baylor, Ole Miss, and BYU ends up at number 9.
You're assuming
– at number 9. That's how it rolled.
Did you get the vibe like Pete, who the play-by-play voice of the Utah
Arbogast?
Did you get the vibe that he was kind of, I don't know, this BYU team's just going to win the game pretty easily, no problem. I was like,
they've all given up at USC.
Everybody's
given up at USC.
Joining us right now, we are at General RV. It's the Tour de Fans. Our Tour de Fans is wrapping up here just in the next couple of hours. We're only going to be here all the way up till 5 o'clock. We've only got 1 hour before Utah Jazz pregame starts up on The Zone and the Utah Jazz Radio Network. I've got Bam here with me. Bam is the RV man you want to discuss a deal with because he makes the most deals of
Bam's
anybody.
Not your real name, though, right?
No.
It's your RV name, right?
That's my RV name. There's three Bretts that work here, so I go by my initials, Bam.
Okay, so there you go. So the three Bretts. He's the most important one because he changed his name. So there you go.
Well, he's a big deal because it's just Bam.
You know, now, I've got
only has
best,
a name.
It's best not, Bam salesman you ever met.
That's right. There's a handful of people traveling right now. Now, a lot of people snuck out of the office early today. And so you've got this awesome opportunity to be out on the road. Maybe your wife asked you to pick up some stuff early. Maybe you drop by General RV right now and enter to win some tickets to a Jazz Spurs game in December where you will be on row number 3. Imagine winning those row number 3 tickets. It's all part of our Tour de Fans. And we're here because at General RV, we've had a relationship with you guys for years. It's an awesome place. And you guys are selling more RVs than ever. Why on earth is this what's happening right now during the pandemic?
During the pandemic, nobody wants to get in a stuffy plane and share all that recirculated air. Everybody wants to get out in their RV, in their motorhome, in their trailer, their toy hauler, bring the four-wheelers, and share the air with their family, not with a bunch of random strangers on the plane.
Boy, he just painted a picture of airplane travel. Scott and I have to both get on an airplane.
Well, strangers, you have strangers on a plane and snakes on
snakes
a plane.
Snakes on a plane.
Yeah, those two things.
Better to have strangers.
That's how you avoid it. You get the RV hooked up.
Yeah.
So this is the time to do it. They've got more inventory, the best inventory they've had in the last 2 years. You've got this winter closeout where you're going to get the best deals, where they can open up their lot and get even more stuff in for next year. Come in and get those ordered. Come and figure them out. Come meet Bam and see why he's the best salesman in the entire nation for General RV. So we'll take a break here. We'll come back. Brett, are you going to hang out with us next hour too?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or are you trying to sneak out early too?
Well, whatever you
How
need.
How dare
I'm,
you?
I'm here
How
for
dare you.
You?
All right.
I'm here. If I got somebody coming
like
in, I'm here to make a sale.
That's
okay?
right. Point of the Mountain is where the General RV is found, right between the Bangor Highway and 146 South exit. You can find us right here on Minuteman Drive. We'll come back. More to go. Come sign up for those tickets. Come high-five Scott and tell him great job on Thanksgiving all those years ago. And stay with us. More to go on Unrivaled, 97.5, 1280 The Zone.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.